Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Amazon has announced that it is rolling out a native macOS application on the Mac App Store for Prime Video. The new application offers the full catalog of Amazon Prime Video content, with support for offline viewing, in-app purchases, and more. The application includes all of the features you would expect from a modern video streaming service, including native picture-in-picture, as well as AirPlay support. Notably, Amazon Prime Video for Mac also includes support for in-app purchases and rentals of movies and TV shows. This means you can complete these transactions directly in the Prime Video application instead of having to jump out to Safari. Amazon Prime Video for macOS allows users to complete their purchases using Amazon's payment method system if they have a card on file. And if you don't have a card on file with Amazon, you complete the purchase using Apple's in-app purchase system. Other features of the Prime Video application for macOS include support for Amazon's lineup of live sports, including Thursday Night Football. The application also syncs across Amazon Prime Video apps on other platforms, allowing you to stop and start content on different devices. The app has been built using Apple's Catalyst platform, so it is supported on Intel and Apple Silicon Macs with macOS Big Sur or later. In other news today, Apple is extending its offer to convert eligible purchases on Apple Card from one-time payments into monthly installments. As we first reported last month, Apple has been reaching out to Apple Card users who mistakenly checked out using a one-time payment, thinking that they were automatically getting 0% financing on Apple purchases. Apple says that it understands some customers expected to receive this financing automatically when making purchases with their Apple Card. So as such, it is allowing Apple Card users to reach out to an Apple Card specialist to have purchases converted from one-time payments into 0% financing installments. The initial deadline to reach out was November 15th, or yesterday, but Apple is now saying that Apple Card users have until December 15th. So this means that if you've recently made an Apple purchase, you can reach out to Apple Card support to have that purchase converted into monthly installments at 0% interest. We've got more details on how exactly to do this at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time, by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5. Rounding out today, a report yesterday from Forbes suggested that Apple had been secretly buying advertisements for third-party applications in an effort to increase its App Store commission earnings. The report explained that Apple has been running advertisements for third-party applications across social media and other platforms as a way to drive users towards its own in-app purchase system. Essentially, this allows Apple to drive traffic directly to the App Store instead of developers' own websites so that users end up buying subscriptions as in-app purchases, giving Apple its 15 or 30% cut. But after backlash from this report, Apple has confirmed that it is running these advertisements, but that its reasoning is nothing nefarious. Apple told 9to5Mac that it has been placing these advertisements for third-party applications for over 5 years. The ads are designed simply to promote the products distributed via the App Store, similar to how retailers run advertisements for the products they sell. Apple also refuted the idea that it is secretly or quietly running these advertisements, which was something stated in the original report. Apple told 9to5Mac that it routinely communicates with developers about these advertisements, and they are clearly labeled as being from the App Store and are permitted under the standard Apple Developer Program agreement. Currently, Apple says that it is running advertisements promoting more than 100 third-party applications across networks such as Google, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, and Twitter. So while the initial report said that Apple was up to something nefarious with these efforts, if its explanations are to be believed, then that is not the case, and everything here is done under agreement of the Apple Developer Program. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.